Praise the Lord Jesus. Here we are again today. We're talking about the rewards of Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries, and I invite you to stay with us today to learn about some of the things that's available to you if you're a Christian and you're willing to walk in obedience to the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless the word as it goes out today. Bless the people that hear it. Bless your word. Open their ears and their eyes that they may hear and may see your word. And then maybe they act on your word and see great and wonderful things happen. We praise you and thank you, Father, for the word today. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about the judgment seat of Christ and how they were all, 2 Corinthians, Paul clearly told us that every one of us that are Christians will have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in the flesh, whether they be good or bad. Well, I would trust that most of us as Christians would have good works and not bad works. But we can have all good works if we will go out and do good things, and then everything we do that's not according to God's word, we repent and ask God to forgive us, and then go and sin no more, then we won't lose our rewards. But what's so devastating is that you can be a Christian, you can serve God for 20 years or 30 years and really do great things for Him, and then turn your back and start doing other things that are bad, and you can lose all of your rewards. If you go into iniquity, you will literally lose all of your rewards. So that's kind of scary or terrible, but the secret is keep serving God. Walk holy before Him all the days of your life, and He will bless you. Now then, the seed that we've been talking about in this series, the last session, we were talking about the seed, which is the Word of God, how the seed, the Word of God, is sown in our hearts. And the Lord told us there, but he who received the seed or the word of God and it's on good ground, if our soil is good and we hear the word and we understand it, then it will indeed bear fruit and much fruit. Some of us will produce 100-fold, some of 60 and some 30. But we will produce lots of good, wonderful fruit. And that's what makes God happy. Now, why is it so important to keep the seed sown in your heart? He says the Word of God is seed, and we have to sow it into our heart. Well, from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, let's think about what this says. Proverbs 4:20 says, "My son," or my daughter, my children, "give attention to my words," or attend to my words. "Incline your ear to my sayings." I mean, you have to really tune that ear in to his sayings. "Do not let them depart from your eyes." So you take your eyes, you meditate on the Word of God, and you look and listen to the Word. And if you will do this, if you will not let them depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, really study those and keep them in the midst of your heart, if you will do that, he says in verse 22, "For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Now, stop and think about that a minute. The Word, this is a benefit on earth, a blessing on earth that you and I can receive right now. We don't have to wait till the judgment seat of Christ to receive this magnificent reward. We can receive these rewards right now while we're on earth. But to do this, we have to attend to the Word of God. We have to meditate on the Word of God, think on the Word of God, look at the Word of God, do what the Word of God says. And if we do attend to that Word, meditate on it day and night, and keep it in front of our eyes, it says these words are life, and it'll bring a long life, not just a short one. But the only way to know what the Word says and the rules you have to keep is to study and meditate on the Word. Now, as you study and meditate on the Word, it says in Proverbs 4:22, For these words are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. I didn't know those things for many years. But when I began to read this book and study this book in detail and began to put my life in order with this book, it has brought forth a great and healthy life to me. Praise the King. It's wonderful to be 67 years old and can do anything I could do when I was 30. I have absolutely, just this last week, my son was opening a new gym, a fitness center, and I was over there climbing up and down ladders up in the top, standing on tops of ladders, pulling electrical circuits. I was there helping him take out walls and do all kinds of things, cutting boards, trimming things, building headers, you name it. I just had a ball over there, work all day, every day. And then when dark come, I'd come back to the ministry center and work and make phone calls and do things and work there till 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'd go sleep for a few hours and get up and go back the next morning and do it again. But it pays good dividends to attend to the Word. When you attend to the Word and meditate on it day and night, even when I'm over there working, I'm meditating on God's Word. I'm praying, thanking Him, worshiping Him, calling Him in remembrance of His promises. And it says, and these words will bring life to all those who find them and health to all their flesh. Best thing you will ever do is read this book and believe it is the Word of God and that it means exactly what it says. It will bring great blessings to your life. Now, you have to continue to meditate on God's Word. You cannot just read it on Sunday. And you cannot just build your treasures in heaven by going to church one day a week. You must stay in the Word. You must keep the seed watered and fertilized by staying in contact with God. When you become separated from the Lord, you're separated from that vine. You can't do anything, can't produce any fruit, no fruit of any kind. You can't do anything without Christ. How many people do you know that spend their entire life working for themselves? They work for themselves and their family, and some build a great empire here on this earth. They do very little for God. Let's see what the Lord has to say about people like this. Well, let's go to Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Luke 12:15. And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness. Now then, if you're going to take heed and you're going to listen to what the Lord says, beware of covetousness, wanting things. Got to have this, got to have that. Got to work hard to make this money so I can do this. Luke 12:15 says, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain man, of a certain rich man, yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Shall I have, since I have no room to store my crop? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and I will build greater barns. And there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. That's what the world would say. But in verse 20, look what God says. But God said to him, you fool. God calls this man a fool. You'd think this man's a good businessman. This man's out there investing, he's buying, he's building, he's planting, he's harvesting, he's doing all kinds of things. Man, what a businessman. But Jesus says he's a fool. Why? He says, this night your soul or your life will be required of you. And nobody knows when that day is for you. He said, then whose will those things be which you have provided? So let's say you got a big, beautiful home. You got big, beautiful granaries. You got them all full. You got the hay barns full. You got cows everywhere. Goat, sheep, pigs, whatever you got. Animals, horses. You built yourself an empire. And it's full to running over. You drive down the road and think, look what I have done. Jesus said, you fool. This night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. This is what the Lord has to say about a man that lays up treasures on earth for himself. Now, if you lay up those treasures for yourself, Jesus calls you a fool. Isn't that amazing how he calls you a fool? Then he says, do not, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. Well, let me tell you, thieves break in and steal. All kinds of things happen. I think to myself often as I even am working in a shopping area, mall or whatever, on a building or something when I'm doing something like that, go out to the pickup, get a drill out, lock the door back. Come back out in a little while, both hands full, got to lay everything down on the ground, get your key out of your pocket, unlock the door before you can even get anything out of the truck or put anything back in. I think, what a shame to have to live in a place like this, or that people break in and steal everything you have. But it says here, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where the moth and the rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. Because he says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If your treasure is on earth, then your heart's going to be on earth. If your treasure is in heaven, then your heart will be in heaven. And you will be interested in doing things for the kingdom of God. Well, do you think it's wrong to strive to lay up reward for yourselves in heaven? I believe the more you understand the judgment of Christ, the more good works you will do. I think when you learn that there is going to be rewards handed out in the kingdom when you get there, who would want to get there? It would be kind of like going to a Christmas party.
These teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106 or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.